I thought we'd start with something a little bit cultured and talk about how on this day in 1872, the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art opened.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you for that response. It's colloquially like referred to as simply being the Met, and is home of the annual Met Gala, which I always think is just one of those really fun, wild nights in like New York.
Because, do you normally go to them?
Yes, I'm clearly rich enough and famous enough to go to the Met Gala. No, it's kind of like a big fundraiser for the museum itself. So there's a whole bunch of celebrities who get dressed up for a theme each year, and it's always a weird theme, and then designers just kind of go a bit wacky, and it's hilarious to look at.
Yeah, there was one based on it. Was it an artist last year? I think, I don't know.
I think so. But like recently, I think it might have been 2016, they had like machinery or something.
Oh.
And then Zayn rocked up and he was like rocking like a robot arm or something. It was just, people go mental and I love it.
What's a Zayn? Like Billy Zane?
Like a One Direction like Billy Zane.
Get with the program.
All right,
Grandpa, calm down.
Oh my gosh. He's actually not older than 60, everyone.
Not convinced.
Zane?
No, you.
Billy Zane might be.
Billy Zane might be.
I'm actually not sure about that one.
Zane from One Direction, I don't think is older than 60.
No, you're probably right.
So if it's for the museum, why would they do a fashion event?
Well, it kind of coincides with the opening of the Costume Institute's annual fashion exhibition, so they really play into that and try and get people to, you know, go to both. So the theme of the Costume Institute each year, I think, kind of coincides with what the theme for the gala is.
Billy Zane's only 51, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
You know.
Yeah, there's not
the
quite.
Wonders
not
quite of Google.
That wasn't Google, Caitlin. I knew it all in my head. I just had to, like... remember.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Had to build some suspense.
I don't Google things.
Yeah. Anyway.
There's some interesting stuff happening in Scottish history on this day as well, isn't there?
Yes. Now, if you're not aware of the actual geolocation of Scotland, it's part of Great Britain, but also it's got a couple of Northern Isles, which make up the northern part of Scotland. And two of those isles are Orkney and Shetland, which were actually left to Scotland by Norway as a part of a dowry on this day in 1472. And like...
Wait, like islands? They left islands as in the dowry?
Yeah.
That
who,
is cool.
Who did that?
Norway.
Oh, okay.
Just for all of them?
Just
like all of Norway?
All of Norway. No. So there was a marriage between two royal families. There was King James III of Scotland was betrothed to Princess Margaret of Denmark. And at that point, Denmark and Norway were unified under one crown, so that's why they could just give away bits of Norway. And the islands were originally offered to Norway as kind of like an insurance if Norway couldn't pay... Sorry. Were originally offered by Norway, not to Norway, by Norway as a part of insurance. So if they couldn't pay all the money that they'd... or the other parts of the dowry, then they'd give Scotland a couple of islands. And
that's what happened.
They couldn't pay, so... Scotland got a couple of extra islands, and then over time, they just became Scottish.
You'll be lucky nowadays if you can get, like, your partner's parents to help pay for the wedding.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, there are some people who would be, like, lucky to get a cow, like, back in old dowry. And, like, a dowry's...
I think you mean cowrie.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. No. No. Anyway, dowry's a bit weird.
We don't do that. Wasn't there like a weight thing, or is that just in Game of Thrones where there was someone who like... I'm pretty sure that was in Game of Thrones, so there was a character whose dowry was like the weight of the wife that he chose, and so he chose the biggest he could find or something like that.
Oh.
No?
I wasn't aware
I'm
that
not
it,
sure.
There were different
like gold,
categories like that.
Weight of gold.
The weight of gold of your partner.
Yeah. So he made
sure that seems strange.
Stupid.
I do remember that scene, actually.
Yeah.
Good scene.
I don't.
That's not real life, though. That is just a television program based on a book. So
true. Based on several books, I hear.
Several. Well, it's kind of just one book. They just print them individually, if you think about it.
Okay. Anyway, our musical moment of the week. So I thought I saw this on the list of things that I could potentially talk about, and I was like, this one. On this day
wow.
in 1975, Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys... was born. And so I thought that I would try and tie in with my earlier mention of Zayn Malik from One Direction and kind of keep it boy band focused.
Oh, yeah. I see that now. Now that I know what Zayn is. Mm. So did you have much of a life outside of the Backstreet Boys, or was he just a robot created for their purpose?
I don't think he was a robot created for their purpose, but, you know, maybe he was. But he released a solo album in 2006, which was called Welcome Home, and he was inducted into the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame in 2015. I'm not sure that the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame is quite on the same level as, like,
the
Rolling Stones
Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But, you know, good for him regardless.
Backstreet Boys are not what I think when I think, like, Kentucky music.
No, I think he's from Kentucky.
Well, I gather that he's from Kentucky, but it seems a little bit of a different style. That would have been great awards night, though. I would love to have been a fly on the wall at the Kentucky Music Hall of Fame.
In 2015.
In 2015, when
Brian,
when
from,
Brian
the
from the Backstreet Boys.
Boys
strolls in.
Would have been a great night, I'm sure.
It would have been. So should we listen to a Backstreet Boys classic?
I think we should. Let's do it.
All right. This is I Want It That Way. I will never sing on air again. I'm sorry.
Thanks for coming in, Caitlin.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me and for sharing this beautiful moment with me.
You're listening to Breakfast.